The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
It's nearly like a cocoon or something, that you're in here and this music is all that you're about for that 2 hours, and everything else is left outside. The Garda Ladies Choir can be a preconceived idea for some people, and that it is connected to the guards may be negative for them. And then others, it can be positive because they see, well, okay, it's the guards, so they would be involved in community. So I suppose you have the yin and the yang.
Hello, Crum Garda Station, how can I help you?
Garda Bernie Connell's workplace is Crumlin Garda Station, busy today with phone calls and queries from the public. Bernie was stationed here when she joined the Garda Ladies Choir back in the 1980s.
It was a social piece because we were all in Dublin after leaving Templemore. We'd meet on a Tuesday night down in Harrington Street and we would then socialise after the choir.
That socialising was more than just a perk in the week. It was essential stress relief in a job where work can literally be a matter of life and death.
It is an adrenaline rush, and it's that you have to respond. You don't think about anything other than responding to this call, getting there, in particular if there's life in danger. That is your priority above anything, property, anything else. Life in danger is your priority.
The choir was an escape, a place to rest and recharge. In the early days, it was only open to Garda members, but that changed.
A lot of us left because you had got married, you had children, you didn't have that time. So it evolved, the choir, but it kept going.
Opening up membership to family members and friends, the choir was reinvigorated. The choir might have needed new members, but it turned out that some of those new members needed the fun of the choir just as much.
A lot of people assumed that we were all guards. Oh, you're not wearing your uniform. And of course we are. But it's our uniform for the choir, and not they expect us, you know, to be in the Garda uniform.
There's a snack in there for you if you want, okay? Thanks, Sean. Oh, she had art. Oh, lovely.
It's another weekday routine for Emer Lynch at her home near Blanchardstown.
Gorgeous. Is that the moon?
Two of her children, Sean and Sarah, are in the door from school.
Oh, Wolf, howling at the moon, of course.
Emer's delighted to see them.
Of course, common sense. Yeah. Been a while.
She's proud as punch of her three children. Her son Connor is due to arrive at any minute, and Emer is keeping a special eye out for him. Connor likes everything to be just so when he gets home. Dinner on the table, his favourite pyjamas washed and ready.
Connor has severe autism, so he would be non-verbal, although he's well able to get his point across. And he's quite hyperactive, so he demands a lot of your attention.
Routine is critical.
He's used to getting his dinner when he comes in, so now it becomes like, where is it? Where is it? I'm back. The iPad charged, all the important things. And because he can't speak, when he has you to do one thing for him, he has two or three things. So he, you know, he's like, I have your attention now, I'm going to keep your attention.
Emer exudes calm, but the pace is unrelenting.
Yeah, put on your lunch as well.
Yeah.
Connor loves spicy food, so spicy chicken.
She opens oven doors, reheats packages, boils kettles. She's also preparing two separate dinners for Sean and Sarah, all at the same time. But then Connor arrives and Emer abandons everything to welcome him.
Hi, Connor. How are you? Are you looking for things? Yes, find the iPad. Want me to turn that on? There. There we go. You're very quiet. Yes.
I would have spent a lot of time working with Connor and even getting him to bed. All the daily things that you do and helping, feeding, all that sort of thing. Now, he's a great fella now, but at the same time, there was a lot of work when he was smaller.
There
you go. He doesn't sleep great, so he's up very early. During the snow now, one morning he was up at 4:30. So you're down here at 4:30 watching nothing on the TV.
Emer is patient, loving, good-humoured, happy in her role as mum. But she realised a few years ago that she'd have to start making time for herself as well.
I suppose you give a lot of yourself up to the kids, naturally, and that's only right. But then when they're settled in their school and they're doing their own thing as well, then it's time for you to kind of say, right, my turn now, you know. And my husband has his cycling and he has his things that he enjoys doing, and I felt I was kind of doing nothing. So it was nice just to start something for myself, something different. Switch off for Be Mummy for a while.
The Garda Ladies' Choir was just something Emer said she'd try out, but now it's a regular part of the week.
It's quite infectious. Once you start to learn a song, you feel, you know, you find yourself for 2 days after, you're still singing that song.
It's a space carved out on a Tuesday that's just for Emer. No rushing, no one else to worry about except herself for those few precious hours.
I'm gone at 7:20 if I can. And sometimes if it's been a really stressful day, my husband might say, you going to the shops before you go or going for coffee? So it's real kind of just switch off time for me. Because you come back and your battery's recharged and you feel like I can go again.
I'm going to process that prisoner at the moment. The grain has been there, Bernie.
Back at Crumlin Garda Station, Bernie is thinking about how the choir is more about the love of singing than the ability to sing.
Some like me have an alto voice and can be quite low. I can't reach high notes. But we don't have to be the very best. That a choir has a place for everybody.
Bernie's job has changed over the years, and these days she works from an office, not out on the beat on the streets of Crumlin.
I am, as you would say, the union rep for the district here, and that means dealing with people's difficulties or problems.
Bernie is taking on cares and worries every day.
Some of them can be welfare issues, working conditions, inquiries that might be going on, transfers down the country, their partner and their children is down the country. That's swirling around in your head.
It's difficult to leave it all behind when she finishes for the day.
They're paying a rent up here in a flat, finding a difficulty with paying mortgages, and you're trying to work out what might be the best solution for them. There would be a lot circling in your head.
Round and round the thoughts go, until they're pushed right aside by a challenging choral piece.
When you go to choir, it's sing, 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 and you haven't time to be worrying or thinking. And then when you review something after you're singing, you can see it quite differently.
Now, drop the mouth. Ah.
I reckon that it's good for your health.
Now, push it on from the diaphragm.
The Garda Ladies' Choir rehearse in Garda Headquarters, Phoenix Park, Dublin. Tall stone pillars mark the entrance to this rather austere-looking complex of buildings. With a Garda on duty at the gate checking reg numbers of cars, it all feels quite formal. You're only let in if your name has been cleared in advance, or if you're a staff member, like Garda Susan Smithers.
Welcome to Garda Headquarters here in the Phoenix Park, where we have Technical Bureau and the forensic labs and IT.
It's a little hard to imagine that something as fun and sociable as a choir takes place here amongst forensics, investigations, cold cases, but it does.
All the administrative offices like HR.
This is Susan's workplace. She's part of the defence unit, protecting the security of these buildings and those who work here.
It is headquarters for the whole country, basically.
Susan is on night shift this evening, but not before she gets to choir rehearsal.
Well, this is the band room, and this is where we practice every Tuesday evening. So if we go in here now, if we get the door.
A heavy blue door with a sign above it. Band of An Garda Síochána.
This is their room, but they kindly let us use it every Tuesday evening, so we...
Unlike the Garda Ladies' Choir, the Garda Band are full-time musicians. It's their job to practice and perform in this wide, airy space, complete with a grand piano. It'll be a little while yet before the choir members arrive, leaving their squad cars, homes or phones, travelling to choir for an escape from the ordinary. Susan takes a cup of tea to a quiet corner.
My daughters had been in the school choir in primary school, and every year they put on a concert, an Íocháil, with the choir and the rock band and the group of Tradúisiúnta.
Susan's love of choir music came as a bit of a surprise to her as she watched her children learn to sing.
Their faces were lit up and the harmonies were fabulous. And I thought, well, you know, perhaps I'd like a choir then.
Luckily for Susan, she didn't have too far to go. Her workplace choir fitted the bill nicely. The choir gives Susan the freedom to sing to her heart's content without the scorn of teenage daughters.
If anyone hears me singing at home, they generally tell me to stop. So the children don't hesitate in telling me that.
But choir is the place to let go.
I have free rein then when I come here. I can sing away to my heart's content. So that's good.
She's not in her Garda uniform yet, but Susan will be on duty tonight once choir practice is over. Choir means she's here every Tuesday, whether she's working or not.
Because I'm on shift work, I'm not working every Tuesday, or it doesn't coincide with the choir. So certainly on your day off, there is an element of you feeling like you're driving to work, but I don't mind.
Because to Susan, choir isn't a chore. It's a place to relax.
When you come out, it's a good tiredness. You're not stressed. You're tired from concentration, but it's a good tiredness. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
10 to 8 and the rehearsal room is transformed into a joyous cacophony.
And here's Nolan now. Here's Nolan.
Choir members greet friends they haven't seen all week.
We sit in the same area.
I sit beside Joan, who is always a good prompt. She's here a good many years and she knows all the words and all the songs. So she's a great support to me, because you've been here a good many years and you know all the words.
I can tell
you,
like 20 years or more. Yeah. I've lost count.
And then we have Tina, our secretary. Yep.
I'm only new to the choir.
She's a newbie.
Yes. To me, it's the most wonderful experience of my week. It's so uplifting. And it's very good. Like, I have a heart and lung condition, so I joined it to kind of expand the lungs, and it's wonderful.
Emer has arrived. She's left the cares of home life behind her for the evening, and she's well settled now into her section of the choir, the second sopranos.
Seconds. We know each other a long time. Bunch of friends that are connected through music.
Okay, right, are we all ready?
Rodney Baldwin is the choir's energetic leader. He's lithe and quick, moving deftly from one side of the choir to the other, on his toes most of the time.
First and seconds, if you like. Ooh. The thing is to get them to work harder than they actually think they're working. You know, keep it good-humoured. All I ask for them is a really professionalism, which isn't to do with being paid money or not. It's a question of doing your best, giving a commitment, just jogging them along. Now, drop the mouth. Ah. Now, push it on from the diaphragm. And gradually, not too quickly, control it. Good. Okay. So, let's work on the best day of my life, the wedding piece.
So, I better get the words out. This is a wedding we're doing in Athlone, and it's a new song we're learning, so we've only kind of had it
started it last week, the week before.
This song is the special request of a Garda couple who are getting married. They've asked the Garda Ladies Choir to sing at their wedding, so the pressure is on. For Emer and the Seconds, the challenge is knowing when to come in with their part.
Okay, right, yeah, okay, we'll go back. Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, we'll just do the
first. We didn't come in quick enough, and they do. We do the exact next note. So we get, they're doing that, and then we have to come straight away, or otherwise it is clashing then all.
Across the rehearsal room, the music seems to be the only thing on Susan's mind. Her eyes are closed as she sings. Her hand covers her right ear so she can focus fully on singing her soprano line.
If there's a little bit coming up that's a bit tricky that we've gone over a few times, you're trying not to listen to one of the other parts so that you can sing your own note on it, because it's very easy to be put off. I like to sort of block that out a little bit when I'm trying to do my own note. It's going to be the best day of my
life. Good, well done.
While Rodney holds court, bringing the choir through every note of the music, the focus is on enjoyment, not stress.
There's no point in scowling. There's no point in getting annoyed. Mistakes happen, and you're much better off doing the wrong thing confidently than the right thing nervously. There could be somebody who is depressed, who's having a hard time domestically, having a hard time professionally, just had a bad day. And you sing, or you play, or you perform, and you take that person out of their troubles, out of their worries, and for half an hour, they're enjoying life.
And I think that's it. Blocking out all the other stuff, all the outside stuff. It's just what's happening here and now at this moment.
Okay, right, and then we, okay, thank you, and then.
That delicate balance between achieving excellence and enjoying the choir means that members make time every week for a short break. Tonight, there's an important matter to discuss. Which hotel to choose for the much anticipated trip away?
It's not a place to have a spa or a pool or anything. Yeah. You get what you pay for.
This is for the wedding in Athlone. We kind of make a weekend of it.
Yeah, on behalf of Melissa, it has a bar.
Have our own kind of little party and celebration then, and then come home whenever. It's just nice to get away, kind of, especially when you have families and children. Little break for yourself.
We deserve it. Let's have our L'Oreal moment.
And it's not just a group that relax together, but they've grown to care about each other too. In the back row, there's a flurry of activity.
Now, did you get a sweet? Or is it a toffee one?
Mary and Carol are dishing out chocolates from a huge box.
Nice big tin of Quality Street or roses, it can vary, you know. But yeah, no, Mary's very good. She brings the chocolates every week, and then at break time we pass them round to the whole choir. So.
They're like children. They're waiting on them. It's gone on for the last 17 years.
And it's not just sweets. For special occasions, Mary pulls out all the stops, weighed down with homemade cakes.
Apple tart and brown bread, lovely brown bread.
Meringues.
Yeah, fabulous.
She's a Pavlova queen. And I set up all the table. It's lovely, a little party, you know. We'd finish early or something like that.
Treats eaten, there's time for one final song, one moment of calm before the ladies return to their own lives and cares.
Back to a nice cup of tea now. Off to bed.
Unwind.
It takes a while to unwind, yeah. You'll be humming all the way home.
Until they find solace here again next week.
Straight over to work now, yeah. And I'm nice and relaxed after my 2 hour singing.
It's nice to have the time where you're back to being you, not mum, myself again, and just, you know, relax and just enjoy it.
You've been listening to Sing, a celebration of the power of community and making music together. Sing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee and is a Grey Heron Media production for RTE Lyric FM. Sing is presented and produced by Mary MacDonald. Gail Henry was the commissioning editor for RTE Lyric FM. Choir rehearsal and performance recordings were made by Dermot McIntyre and Daniel Clancy. The series was directed by Dermot McIntyre.
The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.